things like that. So, call to order.
At 6:04. Chairman Brown?
Present.
Commissioner Preston?
Present.
Commissioner Bringle?
Present.
And Commissioner Elsa?
Present.
Matt Carolyn and Liz Murr are not present. Neither is Raj Chipunker at this time.
Okay. Any public comments? Any public comments?
No, none were sent.
Okay. So, approval of the minutes. Everyone have a chance to review them. Pretty straightforward. We make a motion to approve.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Awesome. That's passed. Rolling right along. Number four. Darian, is he coming or?
I just texted and asked how he wants to attend. He told me last week that he was planning to be here.
So. Yeah. All right.
Nope. Okay. So he's not here yet. At this point, I can tell you we have confirmed the venue for the business networking event that's taking place at Byline.
Yep.
I've spoken to legal, and we can have the commissioners attend without publishing an agenda. So I know three of you had indicated that you might want to attend. The key importance there would just be don't talk about business with each other. If it's possible, stay away from clumping all three of you together out of an abundance of caution. Network and socialize. That
oh,
would
y'all
be
are better.
Best.
I don't want to see any
right.
people outside of this office. So,
but that was my big update there. September 17th. Yep.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday from 5 to 7.
It's good. I'm glad we're doing that. That was all we had there outside of anything, Darian. I know he's working on a few things. I did. Do we have any idea of the how much did we talk about? I didn't see it in the minutes, but I was just skimming it, if I'm being honest. The grants that had come in, the grant requests.
So I had one that has not been finalized yet.
Okay.
And then I had one who had asked questions, but they've kind of, I think they're talking to developers or salespeople. So
yeah.
They haven't officially applied at this time.
And when you say the one, what's up, Matt? When you say one has part of the process, where are they in the process?
We were looking to confirm that the work that they described in their application was completed. At this point, given the newness of the program, we were looking to have the pictures from like before and after. So, the building inspector just needs to go out and take pictures, and then we will, I believe at that point, we'll have a complete application that can go to the village board.
So they already did the work?
I believe so.
Okay.
At this point, I believe I have to check the application entirely, but there's a village board meeting on Monday that we could anticipate paying out the grant if the application is complete.
Okay. Well, I think it's the first year. You know, we were curious in what kind of how much traction we'd get on this.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel like a lot, but again, first year, you know, some of these things need to take a little bit of time. I think it does roll back a little bit to how we're able to communicate with the business owners in River Forest. I know we do our best. I know it's hard. I just have to think that there's got to be a way in this day and age with AI and this, you know, walking over in the street. It just seems, I know there's a disconnect, but because I feel like if you were to guess, and I don't know, I mean, how many business owners and landowners know of the grant?
So I emailed all the business owners that had registered in the Madison Street TIF and the North Avenue TIF. I want to say it was about 150 between the two of them. Like, was it 30 and 120?
Something like that. Yeah, it was close to triple digits.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's good. I think
we did that more than once, just direct out.
I was just about to say, you know, was there a follow up to it? Yeah. And how many people just sent an email back saying, This is good to know.
None.
See, okay, so then
I know that, and maybe I'm repeating. Sorry to interrupt.
No, yeah.
But I know that at least two business owners had seen that email and asked questions about it. So we sent the actual information, which was part of the original email, but just asked for some clarifying questions. I don't think they've proceeded with the work as of now, but they seem to appreciate.
The one that I spoke to was originated from that email, I think. And at this point, I believe I answered her questions, told her what improvements she was seeking should, you know,
qualify,
and then I haven't heard anything. But I know that she was traveling at the time that I talked to her, so it's, again, the summer.
Yeah, but did we or can we get an article in, like, the Wednesday Journal announcing it?
Yeah, we can
you know what?
That
that's actually just
a success story, right?
Yeah.
Somebody used it.
Awarded, yeah. You could use it.
You could interview the person that did it, before and after pictures.
Right.
The whole bit.
Yeah. It would also, I mean, it's a win-win, right? In the sense that, you know, hopefully it drives further participation, but also it just shows a commitment on behalf of the village to work with business owners.
Key initiative.
Yeah, exactly.
Our goal with the, especially this first one, was to do newsletter articles showing the before and after. But I think Wednesday Journal is a possibility as well.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, I think we want to get the funds out the door, right? I mean, this is something we want to do. It's not something like, hey, we'll do it. We hope that, you know, we kind of don't hope they come. I mean, I did take a drive down North Avenue and videotaped and try to get an idea of the what's needed there. I mean, and what's vacant. There's some facade work that could be, you know, I mean.
Are you suggesting we drop letters? You're strongly encouraged to get to the facade.
The old,
not be it for me, but.
Yeah, yeah.
You could.
Well, Oscar D'Angelo used to do that. Yeah, yeah, back in the day. I don't think we need to go.
Are there restrictions?
Yes.
Like,
so only businesses that are located in the TIF districts, which are North Avenue and Madison Avenue.
But it's similar to the other programs they have in the city, like through Summer Corps and stuff, where you do the work, you get 50% back of any work that you've done.
Match, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And a kid.
I'm just wondering why, like, not getting anybody on North Avenue, at least. I don't know about Madison Street, but I don't know. Just wondering if the restrictions or if they're filling out paperwork isn't what they want to do.
But I mean, for $5,000.
Well, I would.
Well, this is why we said we were going to do this program. We came up with these parameters, these numbers. Maybe next year we do the first $1,000 free or something like that to do some work or, you know, just get some engagement.
Well, I know we have trouble identifying the business owners, but maybe we can kind of go do a survey to get some feedback. People that have heard about it, are you interested in doing it, drawing board? Are there certain tweaks to the program that may work for us? And you can just get a small sample, like 15 to 20, and try to respond to
it's there. It seems odd that two people out of 150 responded to the email. You know what I mean? I'm not, it's not a comment on anything. Right. Like, that's kind of a hit rate you'd get if you were cold calling somebody, but you're literally giving out money.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think getting some feedback would be
useful. Yeah. I mean, it's a good idea. No, I do. All right. Yeah, that's, it's, you know, it's good news. I think it's something we're trying to do. So I just want to, I'm glad, Matt, that you guys like followed up on the email as well. Do you think those are good emails or?
I do. And we can see the metrics on like open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And our rates are pretty high on that, which maybe the messaging isn't as clear. But you're right. We're like, grant program like coming out that should get some more interest. I don't know if it's just because it's not in their budget. Maybe they don't have a project plan at this point.
Yeah.
That kind of.
Yeah. I mean, makes sense.
But that would be good to know. So maybe that's something we reframe that. Hey, we're still promoting this. There's still funds available.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions, or we can ask, you know, are there any concerns or why aren't you applying? We'll figure out exactly
what would make you want to apply or something like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
The email addresses are the ones that the businesses use each year to do their registration. So we do believe that they're good.
And they're getting open. You have those things.
Yeah. I mean, the metric. Like
I think. The computer stuff.
Constant contact.
I need someone under 50 on this commission to be able to.
Darian will not be joining us tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, he'll be missed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I talked about it last time. I met with Darian and Terry Summey, and they have a lot of great ideas for the area. But I think it's okay to talk about. You know what? I'm not sure it is, so I'll just not say anything. But they're looking to do some things, and they might need some involvement with local business owners on a larger scale that I think would be really interesting for both Oak Park and River Forest. But I think it's – let me just leave it at that. he can come. He's at these meetings a lot. He can discuss this as necessary. All right. Anything else on number four? It's lackluster without Darian here. He's always got so many great highlights, you know.
Trying to think. I can't think of anything else besides the networking event right now.
Well, that's great though. I mean, that's in a normal times a networking event coming up in a couple weeks would be, you know, big news because we didn't do a lot of those and I'm great. Do we know what kind of attendance they have going on there, or are we part of that?
I don't know the attendance numbers, but he is asking for RSVPs, so he knows. I think we invited the chamber invited all of the River Forest businesses, and if the Oak Park chamber, like the events that take place through the chamber at Oak Park, are any indicator, we're hoping on like 20 to 30 business owners.
Yeah.
So that would be pleasant. But we'll see. And
then
if it blows up, then we'll do another one and, you know, we'll keep them going. Mm-hmm. And I have confirmed that President Adichie will be there as well.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, who's doing the heavy lifting on this meeting? This get together. Is it River Forest or the Chamber?
So the Chamber's doing, they like to do the advertising. They've made the connection with the business owner for me. The business owner is happy to sponsor the food and the adult beverages that will be present.
Right.
The village can't purchase alcohol, so our hands are kind of tied there. But it's meant to be more of a networking event with some staff around to answer questions. So it's not like there's a presentation specifically planned. It's just supposed to be more casual, get some more FaceTime recognition, really.
No, I was asking because, like, if the chamber is willing to do these things and they're doing a lot of the heavy lifting, great, you know, in my mind. I mean, especially if we have a decent turnout. But I think they do a good job of getting people engaged.
They do.
Okay. Nothing else on number four? General development updates. Number five. Do we have any general development updates?
No, not at this time.
Okay. So I know we're going to talk a little bit about Madison, so we can shelve that for executive session. Anything on Lake and Lathrop that there's been? I mean, we just have to ask, you know.
So the next hearing for the ongoing foreclosure case is next Friday, September 12th. The village doesn't have any pending motions before the court on that case. This is another status hearing for all the parties. So we're hopeful that we can get them more regularly scheduled and have some progress towards a settlement, because I think we're all frustrated with how slowly it's been going. As a village made an attempt to try and motivate it by filing a demolition order earlier this year, and unfortunately the judge did not agree with that, with our filing. So unfortunately our involvement on the legal side is a little limited. Good news was that the Lake and Lathrop Partners, they notified us that they would not be appealing our decision to deny their building permit.
Oh, really? That's
several months. What was it?
That's changed since our last meeting, I think. No?
I think it may, I may have been. That's a recent development. So this was back in May of 2024, several months after the stop work order and all the deadlines were passed there.
We have a plastic name tag for you over there, Commissioner Carlin.
We received an application for the from Lake and Lathrop Partners to kind of resume the project as if nothing had happened. So we denied that. How you doing?
Matt. No, you're fine. Matt.
Exactly. That's easy. So we denied that application because of the breach of the redevelopment agreement. And Lake and Lathrop Partners sued the village, trying to force us to review and issue that permit. We prevailed in court on that motion. And then just fairly recently, we were notified that they were not going to be pursuing an appeal. So it doesn't necessarily change the underlying facts of the case, but it's at least one less fight that the village is taking on. Yeah. So,
do you guys ever talk? Does the village talk with Wintrust Bank regularly, or are you just dealing with the receiver?
So there have been some conversations with the bank on really just mostly trying to repeat our interest in getting it resolved as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
You know, expressing our frustration, trying to be like, look at what we're dealing with, look at the condition of the site, you know?
Yeah.
So we are trying to motivate them on a case. The receiver, on the maintenance that yesterday and today, they replaced a lot of the fence screening, which is a minimal step, admittedly, but it's at least something to look a little bit better in the meantime as we wait for progress.
Yeah, any. Yeah, it's just. Go ahead.
Correct. Just actually, I don't think they're finished yet today, but they were replacing the screening. Correct. Yes. So the receiver submits their bills to the court, and Wintrust will pay those fees. Yes.
And then if the court approves them, they can wait down the road. Yeah. It's good that they're doing that. You know, they should. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been fairly responsive. They were a little resistant to do that for a while, but we kind of leaned on them a little bit in the last couple of weeks to get that, just because it was the same fence that had been up for 3 years, a couple seasons. Yeah. So, something. The court at the dealer center. Correct. I believe 10:30 or 10 a.m. Some of them are.
You in the area? Yeah. Well, I mean, just want to sort of doing what we can, but there's not much we can do. I know it just seems. I'm surprised Wintrust isn't being a little bit more aggressive. Yeah.
You try to keep pushing it out, but it also depends on the court, you know, the judge you're dealing with. Yeah. It just depends.
Yeah, I mean, you would know. Not that your bank ever makes bad loans.
But... No, we make great loans.
Yeah. So, hey, Tom. Okay. That's all there is there. Other business? Matt Carlin's other business. He's a new commissioner. I want to wait. We are missing Wiz. So we're pretty full here.
And Raj.
That's right. When we all get here, I want to introduce everyone. But maybe we could just go real quickly for Matt's sake. Give him, who you are, how long you've been on the commissioner. And, you know, we could say that your favorite thing about River Forest or something that's weird that happened to you this week for another time. But start off here.
Good to meet you, Matt. So, Carl Preston. So, been in River Forest, hard to believe, close to
25 years, been on the commission for about eight, three children, kind of all out of the house and grown, and then I work in the private equity field.
Matt, Tim Brangle. I'm been here 21 years, 10 years in Oak Park. Four kids. I've been on the commission since it started. I don't know when that was. It seems like
we looked it up.
2014.
We did look it up, didn't we? Yeah, 2014. Only surpassed. Actually, no, you came in after too, Bob, but you're not on anymore. You've moved up in the world. But anyway, yeah. No, interested in promoting economic development and all the opportunities we have, which are limited, to be honest, here. So we got to maximize what we can do. So happy to have you on the commission.
How'd you spend your days?
Working.
As
I'm an architect, urban planner, development consultant, doing usually large scale projects, a lot of public projects, but for the city, for the county, for other cities all around the Midwest and actually East Coast. Nice to meet you as well.
Kyler Brown, I've been here a little bit after Carr, so whatever he said, it's about a year after. I'm in commercial lending, been here most of my adult life. On River Forest, grew up in Oak Park, River Forest. My favorite thing about River Forest is the parks. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I know. Well, just for...
Sorry, I know it is. Yeah. Scott Elza, how are you? Third meeting. Let's see here. Yeah, third meeting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's banking, loan operations, and First Bank Chicago. Yeah, what do I like about River Forest? You guys.
Yeah, it's the people.
It's the people.
People that make it special.
It's people.
No, I'm happy you're able to make it. We know. Yeah.
Nonetheless, happy to be here. Pleasure to tell you. I've been here for 50 years. I have known Scott for a while. I have no idea what he did for what it's. Yeah, no. Three kids. Just got the first one at college, so.
Awesome. And three kids. I'm in commercial lending. You might not have known that. You know, I don't, we don't. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, yeah, it's, sorry. That was on, that we're recording this, Scott. Don't put that in the minutes that people wonder what I do for a living, for Christ's sakes. All right. So, I looked at him and he just.
No, I wasn't sure. I'm deferring to the chair. Yeah. Sorry, excuse me. Yeah. I'm Matt Wallace. I'm the village administrator, so not a commission member, but I've been with the village now a little over 3 years in my role, about 2.5 years. So nice to meet everyone.
And Jessica.
And I'm Jessica Spencer. I'm the assistant village administrator. I'm the liaison to this commission. So if you have questions about schedules or agendas or different things, you can come to me and I'll help you. We also, Luke Masella is our deputy clerk. He sent you the email with your new commissioner handbook. He's also really good with questions if you have something that needs some research or getting in touch with anyone else here. We did pass out their contact information, so you are welcome to talk to them and ask them questions, but in that workbook that we handed out, there's some information about the Open Meetings Act. So if you've never served on a public commission, I would encourage you to look at that because there are some interesting guardrails that you need to be aware of. But we'll go into that later.
Let me ask you something, please. In terms of those guardrails, like let's just say I saw any three of us saw each other in a public setting. Since it wasn't a called together meet. I mean, do we have to just keep on walking and pretend like we don't know each other? Or what are the, I mean, can you talk as a group?
Mm-hmm. So the advice that one of the village attorneys has given me is if it's, stay away from topics that are on the agenda. So if three of you decide to go play golf or go for coffee, you can talk about your dogs and your family and the weather. You can talk about everything, but the recommendation would be don't talk about what could be on an agenda.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, we talk about Lake and Lathrop a lot. So please stay away from that topic. But it's incumbent upon yourselves to govern yourselves. There's no one else
right,
around.
Right. Okay. Good. So mm-hmm. Good to know. And we have Liz and Roz will do a more formal, because I think it's important for you to kind of know why the commission's here, what we've done, what we're doing, what current projects we're working on, stuff like that, to kind of get you up to speed. But any other business? Okay, in that case,
I would like to enter a motion into executive session pursuant to 5 ILCS 120-2C6 to discuss the setting of a price for sale or lease of property owned by the public body, and the commission will adjourn after executive session and will not return to open session. Didn't sound exactly right, but I read what was there. Can I have a motion? Or a second?
Seconded.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.